Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to get our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is one of the top management minds in our brain trust. He's the guy who's taught us more about how to affect change. No, let me scratch that. How to lead change than anybody in our brain trust, and he's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is one of my favorite titles of any book, because that's my constant lament here, and also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, his other book. And Rick, welcome back to the show. And when I think of resistance, I think of you. When I'm butting up against an issue and I can't get people to move over to my side, I think of your work, because your work is almost all about how to get the resistance, to minimize the resistance, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly that. And more than just minimize it, if we're minimizing resistance, we can be building support at the same time. I mean,
maybe that's the reason I have such a problem.
There you go.
I'm more interested in getting people out of my way than bringing them on my side. Maybe that's my problem.
Jim, that's a really good phrase, though. I think I could use that, because I think a lot of us do that, exactly that thing.
Well, yeah, I think about Hannibal. You know, when General Hannibal was crossing the Alps, the Carthaginian general was crossing the Alps with the elephants, and his generals went ahead of him and came back, and he said, we can't get through. He said, we either have to find a way or make a way. And that's kind of been my attitude my whole life, I think.
Yeah, so, well, and there's a lot to be said for that, by the way. I think,
well,
you know, a lot of things get done that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But still, the more people you have around you, you have to be careful not to be a driver, right? This is where you find out whether you're a driver or a leader, right?
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, resistance is something that you know a lot about, dealing with this, isn't it?
Well, it's been the focus of my work for about almost going on 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And when you think of resistance in the workplace, how do you think about it?
Well, you know, I don't mean this as a promo for your book, although I really like your book, but you talk about this notion of the age of the seller, the age of the customer, and mm-hmm. how there's this incredible slow-moving shift going on, or maybe not so slow-moving, and you use the image of tectonic plates and how, you know, the one recedes as another, you know, comes on top. Mm-hmm. And I got thinking, when I was reading it, I got thinking about the whole notion of resistance and why, if I'm the leader of a small business, how do I miss the signs that the plates are shifting?
Right.
You know, what am I... Now, it could be that I'm just completely out of touch, and that's why I'm missing them. But probably, there are all kinds of signals there, you know, crunches in the environment. I mean, you said mm-hmm. these things collide, where I'm just not paying attention.
Well,
so it's my own resistance to looking.
That's exactly right, because what's happening is when the resistance happens, when the plates come together, you don't see it as the natural order of things, and that's what I think a lot of people are missing. This paradigm shift that's happening right now is they don't see it as the natural order of things, and taking it from a foresight standpoint, they see it as an assault. They see it as something that's broken, that obviously we're not doing a good enough job here, and so they create
yep.
may create a casualty list instead of a team to find out what's going on.
Exactly. Or, and you know, the, and with the best of intentions, they double down on the strategies they were already doing. Like,
exactly.
Well, maybe we should put more money in Yellow Page ads.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I can't think of the last time I used Yellow Pages. So.
No, that's exactly right. And they assume that, well, my salesman, who's always been doing a great job, isn't doing what he used to do. Obviously, he's getting lazy.
Yes.
Or my marketing campaign that used to bring all this business in isn't anymore. Obviously, it's the newspaper's fault or the radio station's fault.
Yep.
And so go ahead.
Well, no, sorry. And when that happens, then we can really be subject to snake oil salesmen mm-hmm. telling us a magic answer out of that.
Right, exactly. Rick, hold on to the thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Rick Maurer after these messages. We're going to talk some more about resistance and how you can make sure that it turns into opportunity for you and not just something you get mad at.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.